Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Pentagon is standing down more than 1,500 federal troops placed on alert for possible deployment to Minneapolis. The alert included active duty soldiers from the 11th Airborne Division based in Alaska. This follows President Donald Trump's threat to invoke the Insurrection Act, though no specific mission was announced. Officials say the stand down comes amid signs of de-escalation after two deadly shootings involving federal officers in Minneapolis. Tonight's precinct caucuses are the first step in Minnesota's election process, giving voters a chance to gather locally, discuss the issues, and help shape which candidates move forward. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan.
I just want to make sure that people know that this is a way to exercise your right to show up and defend democracy.
If you're unable to attend caucuses tonight, Minnesota's major political parties offer non-attendee options, letting voters submit their views and even seek delegate status without being present. For more information, head to the Secretary of State's website. Eight more career prosecutors are in the process of leaving the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota. The latest departures follow the resignations of six prosecutors who left due to pressure from Washington, D.C. to investigate the widow of Renee Good. Civil Division Chief Anna Voss is part of the second wave of prosecutors leaving. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office is formally demanding federal records as part of its investigation into the January 7th killing of Renee Good by federal agent Jonathan Ross. The office submitted two TUI letters, which are official requests for federal evidence, seeking information from the U.S. Justice Department and Department of Homeland Security. The federal agencies have been given a February 17th deadline. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says all immigration agents in Minnesota will start wearing body-worn cameras. President Donald Trump told reporters he supports Noem's move.
They generally tend to be good for law enforcement because people can't lie about what's happening.
Governor Tim Walz said on social media, quote, "This should have been the case long before they killed two Americans." Noem hopes to expand body cams to agents nationwide when Congress provides additional funding. Governor Tim Walz, Attorney General Keith Ellison, and others are going to talk this afternoon about the federal detention of children in Minnesota. The governor's office says they plan to address the impact it's having on kids and families in the state. ICE agents have detained at least four students from the Columbia Heights district this winter. The State Department of Human Services is taking a new step to try and combat Medicaid fraud in the state. Deputy Commissioner John Connolly says DHS is calling on state employees to take part in what they call Minnesota Revalidate.
We need 168 people from across the state to come into DHS and help us perform unannounced site visits. Training for this work will begin in February, and inspections will start soon afterward. Providers in all 87 Minnesota counties will get unannounced visits as a part of this.
DHS plans to revalidate every one of the more than 5,800 Medicaid providers in the 13 high-risk programs by the end of May. New billboards across the state are honoring missing and murdered Indigenous relatives as families and advocates work to keep their loved ones' names visible. This is MNN.